Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or laddies and gentlemen, lads. Tonight I'm going to give you a really good lesson in how to prepare. You know, like, these little hand lines are fucking brilliant. They're very portable, they're durable, there's nothing to go really wrong with them. But there's two, you know, I tend to specialise in eliminating fucking problems, and there's some small details with these I don't know what people think, but they go, I must imagine that most people go, ooh, what's that black shit on the side? Well, that's a special That's a special formulation for solar-resistant paint, which means that shellac mixed with carbon is a very, very UV-resistant paint. And so this comes when you actually concentrate the solar energy, say like 50 times, you know, like design and build a solar concentrator and use that to, say, heat water. Well, you need a black surface that's going to be able to deal with 50 times the strength of ultraviolet radiation. So, that's what that paint's for. It's not just fucking like I'm a dirty cunt, you know. That's like, I mean, that's a foregone conclusion anyway, so. But, see how, if we go around the edges, there's a slight, it's not rough, oh fuck, need a light under here, it's not, what we have is, okay, this is a three-dimensional shape, you know, and what it is this mold has a back part right there. And then the mold has a front part, and then it has sort of sections that pull away, say maybe four, maybe two, and everywhere the there's a joint in the mold where it's basically, it leaves a cavity, and they then just go pow with some really hot plastic. The plastic squeezes into the fucking cavity and then cools, and then they can pull the mold, goes pop, 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 you know, and then put, you know, and out comes your out comes your fucking finished reel, okay? But because molds wear, and the plastics are injected under high pressure, what that does is, and they don't do a super, generally speaking, when it comes to like really precision sort of shit, they don't do a super good sort of job on finishing the molds, on finishing the items, right? So you can see there, it's a little bit of flashing. You know, this is a reel that's already been cleaned up a lot, you know. And then you can see that you can see areas where it goes a smooth glassy bit, right? See how that's kind of glassy on the edge, that raised edge there? Whereas if we go around a bit further, you can actually feel that there's a bit of a rough spot there. You can hear it. Right. What, and also in the parting lines around the mould itself, you'll find that there's little sort of lines that go down there every so often. You can just see it in the light there. So there's a bit of shrinkage in the cavity where the hot plastic shrinks into the solid, back into the solid section, but there's, you get like a flash line that comes down there. There might be two or four or three, depending on who the mould makers are, you know. But so you can see, there's a that dent there. It's a shrinkage. Yeah, there's the dregs of a parting line. See, you'll get little rough spots going along there where the moulds separate, right? So what you need to do is get a brand new one, you know, or even a good old one, you know, and what you do, there's a, oh fuck, so you can see the parting line there. And there's a way to do this, is that you don't hold, when you get a good sharp knife, you don't hold it like that, and you can if you know what you're doing, but you can sort of kind of scrape what you do is you scrape that flashing off. And you feel your way around the edges for any rough spots, you know. Now, there's a little bit of a rough spot there. You can see. So, what happens is, you got to blend. So your first scrape will be sort of like that, you know, sort of like that to get the, and then your next scrape will be like that, and then the next scrape will be like that to get a sort of, to get the flashing itself off and to round, to smooth and round the feed over, you know, because your line is going to come up like that, and then it's going to go as the line comes off the reel, it's going to slide over those edges, and anywhere those rough little snags, it can catch on your line and fuck your cast up, you know. So having a blended edge, don't just take the flashing off, but put in a feed of blended edges, okay? So that's a huge help, you know, that's a huge help. And also, the next thing you can do is to make them really glassy smooth. And this doesn't take much fucking time or effort. But, We go just long enough to get a glassy. It only takes a few seconds to get a glassy smooth edge. Because if you do it too much, it burns the fucking plastic and it starts to bubble and shit. But you can see, it turns it into a glassy smooth surface. See, like that. And that's different to a freshly scraped surface. You know? So that makes it super smooth, and that really just, you know, you just go around the edge, you know, and sort of slowly like that, you know what I mean, and just you get a nice glassy smooth surface, you know. And the technique with casting with these is you basically. See, there's advantages and disadvantages to everything, you know. So having a fishing line, you know, the rod and the reel, you know, that sort of, you know, not the pole between your legs. or her legs. But, you know. But by getting off all those little nicks and the bits of flashing and shit like that are just still there, what you do is, say there's your shoulder height, right? So you go from there, your shoulder height, you get enough line with the hook and the bait and all that sort of stuff, you know. Depending on your height, you know, and your location and all these sorts of things, but, you know, you could be on a little fishing boat, you know, with a roof or something, it just, you know, but if you're on a jetty, you know, or a pier or something like that, or on a riverbank, you could get, say it's 1.6 metres up to my shoulder, you know, well, fuck, something like that, you know, yeah, about that. You get, say, about 1 metre, but you don't swing it round as fast as you fucking can, you know what I mean, like, you know, you swing it round slowly, you sort of, and you get your arm into the swing, you know, so you do the underhanded type thing, like this, right, you point your reel in the line, in the direction that you want your fucking cast, where you're going to cast the line, and you do these big, long, slow kind of fucking revolutions, and when you get to the right sort of point, you go, you know, depending on the speed, because if you go too fast, your bait and shit will fly off, you know what I mean? It can do, you know? And it doesn't make it any sort of better by going sort of really vigorously and nutso, you know what I mean? It's like graceful dignity, you know. So a graceful, dignified cast, you know, it's like an art form, you know what I mean? If you do it just so, it'll just go plop, you know. And the differences between a hand line and a fishing line, like a rod and a reel, is with a hand line and a couple of very small sort of sinkers, you could easily cast, you know, and a thin line, you know what I mean, you could probably do 20 metres, slightly heavier sinkers, you know, maybe 30 metres, you know, and a cast, you know, and if you've got heavy line and big sinkers, and you know, you're casting out way further, you know, you could probably, I'm not trying to bullshit, but you know, I don't do a lot of big sinker type stuff, you know, you could probably get about maybe 40 meters on a cast, you know. And this is why getting your fucking hand line set up with all the smooth edges and all the flashing and everything taken off it, you know, that's why it's so fucking important to get this sorted out. Because when the line goes, you know, when the line comes off the reel, it's going to be sliding over those surfaces. There's any nicks and, you know, bits of flashing and roughness and stuff like that will snag the fucking line, you know. I mean, your fishing line is only, you know, a third of a millimetre in diameter. So any fucking interference with that, you know, you got to think in terms of being like the fishing line, not, you know, not you, the person with your great big fucking hands. Look at my big hands and the tiny little fishing line, you know. So you got to do that, you know. And those nice glazed, very carefully done, you know, don't burn the fucking plastic, don't cook it, you know. But by taking off all the flashing and making them, all those edges and surfaces glassy smooth, that's going to affect the quality of your cast, you know what I mean? Because if your line's going click and it's jamming on a little fucking nick and a jamming on the fucking nick, and that's jamming on the nick as it feeds off, it'll fuck your cast, you know, or just, you know. So, yeah, but by having, you don't wind it as fast as you fucking can, you do the graceful and dignified and gentlemanly cast. And it's like, you know, it's like sort of throwing darts at a dartboard, you know, or some other sort of thing that, it's in the style, you know. It's not throwing it as hard as you're flying around like mental and throwing it as hard as you can. That's in the fucking graceful fucking, ooh, yeah, man, you know. You know, and very, you use your arms and you use the big, long, slow fucking wave it round, you know, the underarm sort of launches. And with a bit of practice, you can get, you know, you could be on a river, you might need to go out, you know, you might need to go out 5 metres, you might need to go out 10 metres, 15 or 20 metres, and you can fucking easily do it with a hand line, you know. So, you know, that's the good thing about these things. They're small, they're portable, they're almost fucking indestructible, you know, and they're worth every cent. They're only a few fucking dollars, you know. And that's the other thing too, is if you can put a nick in the rim, see there, that's a good thing to sort of catch your line, you know, to hold your fucking line when you're sort of, not for fishing, but like when you wind your fucking thing up, if you can't get, you know, a place to sort of, then you can just put, have your hook hanging out the back there, hanging through that slot, you know, your line like that, through that slot there. That's a handy little thing to cut in, you know. Yeah, so that's one of the because I'm a nutter for fucking getting shit. There's little things that if you do them just so, they're brilliant, you know. You know, and if you see, these are the, because people don't know these things, they don't pay attention and they don't figure shit out, you know. They just go, the handlines are fucked, you know. But if you prepare these properly, you prepare these properly by making all the casting surfaces really fucking nice, you know, with all the, you know, These are fucking superb. These are absolutely fucking brilliant. So, and the other thing is I've found that just, you know, I tend to sort of go, oh, computer, oh, email, fucking da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whole day goes, you know. And so I don't get a lot of phishing, and plus, I'm not that keen on, here's a grubby little rough spot, you know, see. It's not bad, like, but, you know, if you get nitpicky, I'll show you, I'll remove it, okay. Alright. See, that's not bad, because you can feel it smooth, but it's just sort of... Okay. Alright, we'll wind the line up. You get these sorted, they're the fucking best. They're small, they're portable, they cost fuck all, they last a long time, there's nothing to break or jam or really fuck up on them, you know. But if you get this stuff really sorted out, it turns what is basically a good device, you know, with a few little shitty little things, those little snags, you know, the flashings and rough sort of surfaces and that. Remember to round the edges over, you know. That's the really, that's, you take the sharpness off them, you know. And where's that grubby little bit? Yeah. See, there's a little bit of flashing there. Okay, it's not bad, but we'll just take it off anyway, because I love to show people this shit. So the first cut is like that. And then we will gradually work it over. And you don't need... What I find is that... You know, it's that sort of thing. Your first cut's like that. Your first scrape is like that type thing. Your next scrape is like that. 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 You know what I mean? So you end up with a fully contoured... You know... I mean, you don't have to hit it with the cigarette lighter. I prefer to. That's just... It's not life or death. But you can do very, very light scrapings, you know what I mean? And it just comes up a fucking treat, you know? Because sometimes, you know, good enough. It doesn't have to be absolutely perfect. Just simply... Just simply good enough. Well, that doesn't have to be perfect. It can just be perfect enough. You know, that'll do. That's fine, you know. Yeah, but, you get these in the long, slow cast, you know. Don't fucking, you know, it's not harder. It's not harder and faster, you know. That's graceful, you know. And a well-timed, well-placed, you know, if you get the velocity and all this sort of stuff, you get it just so. It's not a matter of casting as far as you possibly can each and every fucking time. Like, you know, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, if I've got a car that can do 200 k's an hour, driving around suburbia, there's no point being a fucking nutcase driving at 200 k's an hour. You know what I mean? So you don't need to cast as hard as you possibly fucking can, you know? I mean, that situation may arise that if you're, say, stuck on a fucking desert island and you've got to get out of, you know, you've got to get your line out over fucking, you know, rough reef and all this other sort of shit, or some other, you know, you've got to place it well away from yourself or get washed off the rocks or something. That's the legitimate time where you really need to, you know, go hard on it. But most of the time, you're best going for, you know, short, depending on the situation, because you don't cast far because you can. You know, when you go fishing in a river, you might only need to get, say, 5 metres or 10 metres away from the bank. You know, that's fucking usually plenty. Or, you know, Australian rivers are just full of fucking snags. They tend to be. So, you know, you need to place your if you know where there's, you know, there's logs in the river, you need to, and you're on the bank there, you need to just go plop between the logs. You know what I mean? Because if you go woo poof, you know, when you pull it back in, when you pull your line back in, it's going to snag on the logs. You know. Or if there's fish around, they're going to go under the logs and, you know, tangle your fucking line up in all the roots and branches and shit. So, you know, the super long, you know, thoughtless, you know, but if you get the really big, long, not, you know, but you get the really big, long, slow casts, you can put these fucking, you can end up, you can put these bloody, you know, you can put your hook and sinkers pretty much dead on where you want them to be, you know. But it's got to be done with grace and dignity, you know. It's like, you know, plop, you know. Yeah, so, but getting your hand reel set up by removing all the flashing, and that's the other thing too, is, because I'll just waffle over the fucking place, you know. See how much line there is on this? There's not a lot. And that's because I figured, well, the rate of wear and tear and exposure to sunshine and shit like this means that basically, you know, I'll set these up really well and sort of almost never use them, because there's like, eh, fuck, you know, the river's dry, you know, for the last 10 years, you know, shit like that, you know, but what I find is it's better to put on, say, if you work out the distance that you can reasonably cast, and say, we'll just say 25 metres, right, you know, and then what you do is you measure a distance out, say that 25 metres, and then you put on 5 times that amount of line, and that over a few years will give you the amount of line you need for to account for line breaking and line damage and loss of hook and just shit like that, so you can still technically sort of lose your hook and sinkers and shit like that, say 4 or 5 times before you know, you run out of line, rather than just loading these up with, say, 500 metres of line. You know, if you just load it up with, say, 100, 120, maybe if you're an avid fisherman, maybe 150 metres of line, you know, and that, you know, that's perfectly adequate, you know, two of these, that means you can lose your hook and line, you know, up to the reel 6 times, you know, or sorry, if you get enough, that's 10 times, you know, before you got to put new line on your reels, you know, that's 250 metres of line, 2 reels, and you can lose up to 10 fucking hooks and sinkers and shit, you know. So, yeah, loading them up with miles and miles of line is not a good idea. It's better to sort of... Because otherwise you're just carrying around tons of line on a fully baited fucking hook or on a fully set up hand line. And the idea with these is to make them small and light and reasonably bloody portable. You know, and by doing the two things, cleaning up the flash, cleaning off all the flashing, you know, scraping's fine. Glazing it with the heat glaze with a lighter, it only takes a few seconds, remember that? It'd be very quick, you know. Slightly glassy, you know, that's plenty, you know. Or when the surface goes slightly glassy, that's plenty. And, yeah, your fucking hand lines are brilliant. You know, there's no line to catch, there's no hooks, there's no fucking reels, there's none of this sort of just shit. You can go fishing anywhere. And maybe a good tender, good long thick. A good long thick tent peg, you know, in the ground, you know. You know, just tie them off or whatever. If you got a few hand lines in, you know, because fish can go up the river that way and fish can go the river that way or down that way, and then they catch in all the other lines. So, you know, you can have a spread of them,